Okay, so let's move to the sugya again on Lamed Vav, which is what we were up to. But before we look at the Gemara, just to give Rami his vindication. So if you remember, last time we noted that to understand the question of whether you need 3 full years or not, whether you need 3 years, 18 months, 14 months, so you need to ask a slightly different question, related, obviously, but slightly different question than what is a chazakah, and more precisely, what is the role of the 3 years, right? So we said one possibility is that the 3 years is the amount of time it takes to establish your ownership on it, to create the mukhzakut. The second is that it's 3 years have passed that directly creates the evidence, or creates enough evidence that, you know, you have the burden of proof goes to the original owner, the marakama. The third model, though, says that, no, 3 years is just necessary so that Rami has his, can excuse himself for having lost the shtar. Either directly, because basically the proof is created after 1 day, but as long as Rami should be holding onto his shtar, we make him hold onto his shtar, but once he doesn't, it reverts to whatever it was. Or, the Rabbi Yonah's game theory thing, which is, after 3 years, the court stops asking for the shtar, and therefore if Andrew doesn't challenge Rami within the time in which the burden of proof is on Rami, so then that lack of initiative is what shows that, in fact, Rami has rights to the field, right? Whatever version of number three you say, the 3 years is necessary so that Rami has an excuse to lose the shtar. So we said, okay, within model one, you could argue that some people think that you need 3 years to establish mukhzakut, to establish a claim in the land. And some people say you need 18 months, you need three, agricultural acts, seasons, but not 3 years or 14 months or whatever. Within proof, you could see the same thing. I need proof 3 years, right? Within 3 years of the shtar, right, that we said was a little bit harder. Right, that's a little bit harder, because if in the end of the day you need 3 years so that Rami has an excuse to not hold on to his shtar, so then why would that change after 18 months? Right, why would that change after 14 months? And that was my assumption. I still think it's the easiest shot in the Gemara. And it is, in fact, that is the position of the Rashbam. So let's look at the Rashbam for a second on Lamed Vav Amud Bet. Look for a second at the Rashbam, and then we'll continue in the Gemara. But let's just look at the Rashbam. So if you look at the Rashbam, Lamed Vav Amud Bet, got it, guys? The Rashbam on Lamed Vav Amud Bet, Divrei Maskil, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rashbam, like in your Gemara. I don't give you things in your Gemara. Yes, I know you thought it was just a reshard in my sense, but no. You always should just assume that. I'll give you a minute. Yeah. Come on, quickly, get it. Come on. Okay. Right, so at the end of the day, my assumption, right, to summarize it outside, my assumption that if 3 years is necessary to give Ram an excuse to lose his shtar, whether that's because, you know, the chazakah is created immediately, but Rami just needs an excuse to lose the shtar, or because that's what creates the game theory model of Rabbi Yonah, 3 years means 3 years. And if you look at Rashbam on Lamed Vav Amud Bet, it's like, halfway through the short lines, right? The Rashbam makes like a C, right? A few lines on top, then the short lines and the wide runs again. So like halfway through that, Rashbam says, Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. The Amrinan, it is also quoted in the Ramban that I sent you. You are correct, but let's look at it inside before we look at the Ramban summary. The Amrinan b'matznitzin, Seh abal chizkato shalosh shanim, ve'ein amiyom liyom el yudchet chadashim. Rabbi Shmuel thinks you need 18 months. Rabbi Shmuel. V'yodaled Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says you only need 14. Aval chachamim omrim chezkatan shalosh shanim b'chol davar. Miyom liyom. The chachamim say 3 years means 3 years day to day, meaning 3 calendrical years. V'alibayet ha'ani rabbanan parashinan bereish pirka time of the chesked shaloshanim. The ad shaloshanim is da'ir in ish bishtarei tvei lo mizdaher. Why do the chachamim think 3 years must mean 3 years? Because 3 years is how long it takes for someone to no longer have to hold on to his shtar. V'kavatayet ha'ani rabbanan aliba. The Rav Kaimi, and Rav, who we'll see in a moment, is going according to him. So the Rishbam tells you very clearly, if you hold that in any way, shape, or form, the loss of shtar is critical to the formation of chazaka. Again, doesn't matter how you view it, whether that's because you think chazaka is created immediately, but you need to give Rami a chance to lose a shtar, or you think because that is what creates the game theory thing, that because Rami doesn't have to hold on to a shtar, then Andrew should take advantage of that situation. If he doesn't, it's clearly Rami's and not Andrew's by right. However you think that is, if you think 3 years is what creates it, so obviously 3 years must mean 3 years. Right? And that was my assumption. But Rami, and I still think it's less likely, but I'll admit it's the Ramban, right? Rami said, why? Maybe even within the model of the shtar, you could say that no. Maybe it's not that people hold on to their shtar for 3 years. That's not what's going on. This is not trying to figure out how organized people are, right? People normally lose things after 3 Pesach cleanings, right? That's not what's going on, right? It's within the time that people plausibly think that someone's going to challenge their rights, so they hold on to the shtar. But after that, they're not as careful. And therefore, it's not an objective statement that people are careful about their shtar for 3 years and therefore are expected to hold on to them for the amount of time that normal people would hold on to it. It's whether you think muhzakut is created after 3 years, or you think that the raya is created after 3 years, or whatever. And even if you think like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Andrew should have protested in the normal time that Rami had to hold onto a shtar, you could simply reformulate that and say, no, people hold on to their shtar as long as they think that people will plausibly challenge them. And after that, they don't, and that could be less time. And therefore, it turns out that you could justify the question of 18, 14, 3 years in pretty much every model. And that's the Ramban's position. So if you look at the Ramban, Rami, would you like to take the Ramban because he said, oh, you didn't bring your phone, that's good. That's fine. So I'll read it. I'd rather you not have your phone. That's good. Right? But those of you who brought your phone, I just sent it because I didn't want to waste paper on, a paragraph, 2 paragraphs in the Ramban. He says as follows, V'ikol ha-meidach ha-shmaitin ha-taym de-chazak l'rabbanan, according to Chachamim, that 3 years comes from the fact that people don't hold onto their shtar for more than 3 years. Since that's the case, so you'd have to say, if 3 years is necessary for someone to be allowed to lose his shtar, then all the other models, 14 months, 18 months, they're all nonsense. Because at the end of the day, it should always be 3 years. And that's what forced Rabbi Shmuel, which now that I've shown you in the Rashbam, you know Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam, right? Rav Shmuel Bar Meir. What? No, Bar Meir. He is the son of Rashi's daughter. Right? Okay, let's remind ourselves of the relationship between the Balei Tosfot and Rashi. Rashi is, let's say, the father of Ashkenazi Jewry, okay? He has daughters. Some of his sons-in-law are found in Tosfot, like Rebbe Meir, right? But they're not as prominent as his grandsons, the sons of Rashi's daughters. Of them, some of the most famous are Rabbeinu Tam, who's Rabbi Yaakov, right? Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Re, right? And the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the son of Rashi's daughter. His father is Meir, but his maternal grandfather is Rashi, Shmuel Bar Meir. He writes the Perush on the Torah, right, which follows the extreme Pashtun model, and he also writes a parish on some Masechet of Shas, which we use when we don't have Rashi, such as in the all of Bava Basra passed off Chavtet, right? Remember we saw in Daf Chavtet, Khan mate Rashi, right? This is where Rashi is over, and Mikan Vaelach is Rashbam, right? So Rashbam, once you've passed off Chavtet, where Rashi would normally be, that's going to be the parish of the Rashbam, and that's why Bava Basra gets longer, because Rashi is a concise writer al Hashas, and the Rashbam is not, right? He's just not. Al HaTorah, he really is. And how the same person wrote those two is a mystery. I don't know. But whatever, he's a very concise writer on the Torah, and he's a very non-concise writer al Hashas. So, he said that it's this problem that led the Rashbam, and this is the position that we articulated last time in Shir, who said that Lomar Shalocha Kirev the Omar Miyom Liyom, who pairs Miyom Liyom Dafka. That's what led the Rashbam to passing like Rav, who passing like Chachamim, who said 3 years means 3 years means 3 years, because he said the thrust of the Sugya is that, right, the whole Daf Chavtet, Chavchet through Chavtet, remember we did a blot and a half till we got to Rava. Shtar, 3 years. That was like after going through all the nightmares of everything and Shramuot and everything. That was like the pinnacle of our analysis, was Rava's analysis of Shtar. So Rashbam says, aha, if Shtar is that important, Shtar must mean 3 years day to day. And if that's the case, then we must paskin like the position that holds 3 years day to day. But then the Ramban counters like Rami. And he says, V'ein varav nechonim, he's wrong. Shadayin ish lachshon alavim gain kol cheskat shaloshanim ta'ale lo afil shanim ibuzerot uvanim shadar bayin b'yom bilvad avo bishlo dar bayin b'leilot. He said if that was all it is, so then, as we'll see later in the sugya, 3 years should be fine no matter what. It doesn't matter how you live there, days, nights, consecutive, not consecutive, but we're going to see that the Gemara is going to have very high standards of what 3 years is. 3 years consecutively, and we'll deal with the question of do you have to be there at night as well as the day, etc. All these different sugyot, all these different qualifications. If it's just about losing your shtar, in the end of the day, that's the key fact, however you want to construe it, so then all this makes no sense. Because it's just about 3 years. Time is all that matters. And therefore the Ramban says, I reject your obsession with shtar. Even according to Rava, even according to everyone. Shechayimon shechzek adam b'vayir ovetzadeh shalosh adam shederech shadam marzik b'shalo. The real reason of chazaka is that one, someone is in the property for 3 years. V'ro'esh ein me'arer alav, and sees that no one challenged him. Shuv eino nizhar b'shtaro, he will no longer hold on to his document. And that's why Chazal made it that you had to use the property in the normal way. And if you don't hold on to a property, you have to hold on to your shtar. That's why if your friend is in an emergency place, right, he can't access, and therefore you don't know whether he's going to come and challenge once he's out of, you know, the country he's hiding in. This works letova l'rav. If Rami knows that Andrew is, for whatever reason, inaccessible for 5 years, Rami should hold on to his shtar, because he needs to wait until Andrew sees Rami eating his kiwis and says nothing. And if Rami knows that Andrew is, I don't want him to be bound and gagged somewhere. So, Andrew. Rami. Andrew, where do you want to be for 5 years such that Rami cannot expect you to see him? He's going on a 5 year spiritual cleanse. He has taken up meditation. He's taking up a spiritual cleanse. He's going for 5 years. He has committed. He's made a neder. He is going to a mountaintop. He's 5 years on a mountaintop in whatever, in the Hermon. We won't send him off to India somewhere. In the Hermon, and we'll make it nice and from with nine other men, so they have a minion, and they've committed to not talking to anybody for 5 years. People will drop food at the door as if they're in quarantine, right? And they have no phones, no, so they can't be polluted with social media, and it is a non-reversible neder, and what? Yes, sure. Right, yes, that's exactly it. Right? So for 5 years, Rami knows that Andrew will not see him eating his kiwis, so then Rami will, according to Ramban, potentially Lukula Chumra, would have to hold on to his shtar, right? The point is, 3 years, even if you think shtar is central, you can reread shtar as saying it's not 3 years. It's people hold on to their shtar the amount of time that they expect to be challenged. And therefore, you could say that sometimes that's 5 years until Andrew gets back from his spiritual cleanse or Haredi Bit Midrash, whatever it is. But, right, and he has no access to information whatsoever. That's sometimes how I feel, where like someone recently wanted something from Yeshiva, and he was like, I'll come and pick it up. I'm like, okay, I'll WhatsApp you a good time. I don't have WhatsApp. I'll text you. I don't have text. I have to call you. I'm like, you're basically dead to me. I have no idea how to contact you. Call you? What is this call you speak of? What? Oh, we don't have email. No. You have to write a letter to me by Israel Post. Good luck, right? Good luck. So he says, it's at that moment when Rami eats the kiwis while Andrew sees it that Rami feels confident that he can throw away his shtar because he was potentially challenged and he wasn't challenged. What? Yes. It's not... I'm going to bracket the question of whether it's three more years. I'm just going to bracket that. So what does he say? But once you say that, Rami, once the Ramban says that, that 3 years doesn't mean 3 years, right? Because until now, what we've been saying is that 3 years is arbitrarily either when people, you know, are less organized and therefore lose shtarot, or maybe when Chazal say you have to wait 3 years, right? But if that's the case, then it could never be, then the relevance of shtar is only within the three-year model. The 18-month model, the 14-month model must be related to something not shtar-related. But once the Ramban says, no, shtar is not objectively 3 years. Shtar is, as long as Rami thinks that he might be challenged, so he'll hold on to his shtar, which under normal circumstances is 3 years, but sometimes more. So then you could entertain it. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, they'll say no. People will only swallow their challenges for 14 months or 18 months. And therefore, as long as Rami thinks Andrew won't say anything, he has to hold on to his shtar. At which point Andrew should have said something, he can get rid of his shtar. So once Ramban says that, right, so the Rashbam agrees with what we said last time, which is that the 14-month or 18-month model must work within either in the direct evidentiary paradigm, meaning if you don't protest, that shows it is not yours anymore, or the Mukhzakut paradigm, or the Takana paradigm, or whatever, right? But the shtar paradigm, meaning that whatever exactly happens, the shtar is central to it, either because after three, right, the chazaka is immediate, but you need 3 years to hold on to your shtar. Or the 3 years creates, the 3 years of the not holding on to the shtar is what creates the evidence, because it's, right, it's Andrew not weighing in when Rami still has a shtar. That is what creates the evidence. So we had said that within that model, it doesn't work to cut it down to 14 months or 18 months. The Ramban says that's not the case. That you could reformulate the shtar svara and say that no, it's not that you need 3 years. It's that people hold on to their star as long as they think someone plausibly will challenge them. And therefore, you could plug in whatever you want into that. If you think it's 3 years, 3 years. 18 months, 18 months. 14 months, 14 months. Whatever it is. Right? And that's, so that machloket, whether 3 years means 3 years, or people hold on to their star, the plausible amount of time that they think someone will challenge them, is the machloket, Rashbam, Ramban. Yes. If you have a very what? We're still not going to judge it based on individual cases. We're not going to do that. Remember, that was the whole discussion about Chavtet, right? The Gemara said you can't depend on the exact land, you can't depend on the exact person and their proclivities and things like that. That we're not going to do. Either because that's just, right, for the ptos, it's a takana, or because, but the fact is there's a certain level of objectivity here, a certain level, right? We're not going to just say, that type of land, people would protest immediately, or that type of land, right? We set up certain standards, right? We went through this on Chavtet, the problem with this. I mean, even Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Kiva, they don't agree with 3 years, but they agree that whatever number we come up with, we come up with, right? They're not saying it depends, everybody is different. That's not what they're saying. By the way, what time do we have until today, right? What time do we have until today? Because we switched Monday, Tuesday, so Rai Zemel and Rai Sklar are giving at 12? It's not 12:15, right? That just means that if I want to give you a break, that means I have to finish early. That's fine. We started early anyway, so it's fine. What? Who's starting 12:15? And Roy Zemel? Okay, whatever. We'll see what we do. But I'll try to give you a few minutes break before 12 in case Roy Zemel is starting at 12. Fine. They saw what? Sign what? What initial sale? What are you talking about? What sale are you talking about? Well, what are you? Whoa. Andrew owned the land. Now what? So then it's sold. What's the problem? If Andrew sold it to Ezra, it belongs to Ezra. There's none of this squatting. You're in the squatter. Wow. He claims he bought the land. If there's evidence he bought the land, this is all irrelevant. The whole reason we're talking about chazakah is because there isn't evidence. Because you lost your star. Yeah. Well, yes. If witnesses come and say, what do you mean? We were there. He sold it. So that'd be fine. This is, remember, the whole case of chazakah is where that's not what's going on. Right? It's where we don't have hard evidence. We don't have a star. We don't have witnesses. That's why we're trying to figure out, based on chazakah, what happened within the evidentiary paradigm, yeah? That's a different story. We're not talking about that. You know that. We have not been talking about that the whole time. Again, if we know that Andrew sold it, so we know he sold it, that's not the question. The question here is, can we derive anything from the fact that he hasn't said anything to you because you've been eating the kiwis? Okay. Fine. So with that, let's continue in the Gemara. So now three lines from the top on Lamed Vav Amud Bet. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. No, you know what? Let's skip that for a minute. No, you know, let's read it through, okay? Tan Rabbanan. Nir eina chazaka. So, nir, which is leaving the field fallow, right? Furrowing it, but not planting it. Eina chazaka. That doesn't create the chazaka. V'yesh omrim harezu chazaka. Some say it does. So, man yesh omrim. Who is the yesh omrim? So first, I'm just going to read through the Gemara because I want to focus on the second half. Then we'll come back to the first half, I hope. So who is the Yesh Omrim who says that it does work? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Achai. It's Rav Achai. D'tanya, Neira Shana V'Zara Shtayim, Neira Shtayim V'Zara Shana, Eina Chazaka. If you leave it fallow, right, you just plow it, but leave it fallow for 1 year, but plant two, or two and one. That's not a chazaka. Rabbi Acha Amar Arezu Chazaka. Rabbi Acha says it does work. It is a chazaka. So this is going to connect to what we have to see after Masa Chazaka, right? This touches on two issues, which is how extreme is the Masa Chazaka that you need, and the second is the consecutivity of the chazaka. So Amar of Ashi, She'elis Kol Gedolei Ador. I asked all the Gedolei Ador, but Amrili, Nir Harezu Chazaka, and they said it works. Amale Rav Bibi Rav Nachman, my time and demand the Amr Nir Eve Chazaka. Why would you say it is a Chazaka? Because Lo Avin Inish Shekrivu Leila Ar'e V'Shatik. Because I wouldn't just let somebody else come and dig in my field. My time and demand the Amr Nir Lo Eve Chazaka. And why would you say it is a chazaka then? Because the Gemara says, Meimar Amar, Kol Sheyavo, Kol Sheva V'Shiva Decharbu L'Ayelbei, because you might have just said, good luck, anyone who wants to come and plow my field and get it ready for me, go ahead. I'm not going to stop them, right? So some people say, I'm not going to stop, I'm going to stop you because I don't want you expressing ownership of my field. I want you digging my field. And some people say, no, I might be totally happy with people coming into my field if what they're doing is plowing it. Because they say, hey, Shalchule b'nei pum nara, l'rav Nachman bar Chisda. So the people, pum nara, send a question to Rav Chisda. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu, nira heve chazaka, lo heve chazaka. Is plowing without planting, is that a chazaka or not? Amar lehu rabbi acha, v'chol gudel ador, amri nira, hareze chazaka. All the Gedolim said it is. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabota Lemechshev Gavra. Ha Rav Ushmuel Bibavel, Virav Yishmael Rabbi Kiva Yitzchak, Amri Nyerlo Chazaka. Is that, right, you're just counting rabbis? I'll give you a bunch of other rabbis who say it don't work, doesn't work. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. And this is what I want to focus on, then we'll go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Masnisini. How do I know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say that plowing is not enough? Because the Mishnah. How do I know? Because what does, right, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disagree, but what do they agree? What do they need? Guys, what do they need? Right, why did they pick 14 months or 18 months? Why do they need 14 months or 18 months? Yeah, because of some sort of agricultural cycle, which means that they need harvesting. Right? So therefore, we know that they don't suffice with near because they require harvesting, right? Right? They argued about perarabba, perazuta, but we know that whatever it is that they need, they don't accept. They're not going to accept mere plowing because if they need accepted mere plowing, why are they arguing about their different agricultural cycles? The agricultural cycle of big fruit, the agricultural cycle of small fruit, right? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are very clear that they need the reaping of fruit. That's what chazaka is. And what about Rav Maihi? The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rav is saying, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. That's only Rishma Rekiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim. Chezkata Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom. 3 years, day to day. Miyom Liyom Lemute Mai. Meaning, what do you mean by day to day? What does that exclude? Lav Lemute Nir. Doesn't 3 years mean 3 years of reaping, not just plowing? Dilo, that you can't. And Shmuel Maihi, what about Shmuel? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rishma Rei Akiva. This is Rishma Rei Akiva. Aval Chacham Rim Omrim. Achi Yigdar Shalosh Gederot, V'Yivzar Shalosh Betzirot, V'Yimzok Shalosh Mesikot. The Chacham is that you need three full collection of grapes, or three full collections of whatever. My Beinayu, what's the difference? Amar Abaye, Dekel Na'ara, Bay Nayu, the difference is going to be a fruit tree that actually produces its full produce in less time than 3 years. So, according to Rav, what is the machlokas in the Gemara? 3 years, Chachamim hold 3 years day to day, calendrical years. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva hold three, partaking of three agricultural years. What about Shmuel? Shmuel holds, no. Nobody holds 3 years day to day. Shmuel holds, the question is, three complete harvests, even if that's less than 3 years, or three even incomplete harvests, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. But everyone holds it's about harvest, not years. Okay? So we'll come back to the question of near in a minute. Right? But before we get to near, I want to understand the Chachamim. Okay? I want to understand the Chachamim. So, the Chachamim hold you need 3 years day to day. Right? So why? Why would you... So now tell me. Okay, let's focus on Rav for a second. According to Rav, the Machlokes is 3 years day-to-day versus something having to do with agriculture. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva thinks about agriculture, and Rav, according to the Chacham, thinks it means 3 years day-to-day. So now, back to what we saw before. According to the Rashbam, what's the Machlokes? According to the Rashbam, why would you hold 3 years, and why would you say agriculture? The Rashbam we already saw. What does he say? Not the Ramban. The position the Ramban it rejects. The Rashbam. It's very simple. According to the Rashbam, the Chachamim who hold its three calendrical years hold that the Chazaka is 3 years because of Shtar. Whatever Shtar means. Because that's how long you have a right to hold on to it, because that creates the game theory thing of Rabbi Yonah, whatever you want to say. But according to the Rashbam, 3 years day to day is because of Shtar. However you construe Shtar, why would you hold less than that? Any of the other models, right? Any of the other models. If it's about Raya, you could plausibly have a Raya in less than 3 years. If it's about Muchnakud, you could plausibly have Muchnakud in less than 3 years. The one thing, according to Rashbam, that needs 3 years day to day is any model that is fundamentally predicated on the loss of Shtar being essential, and that happening over 3 years, unlike the Ramban, right? That, following the model of the Rashbam, is going to be the difference between 3 years mamash versus any of the other models, right? Now, let me ask you, according to the Rashbam, do you think that he also thinks that during those 3 years you need to work the land in some way, shape, or form? What do you think? Does this, according to the Rashbam, do you think? Okay, so here you have two possibilities. Very good. So, good. So the Rashba understands the Rashbam the way that Rami did. Which is, that, according to the Rashbam, who is star obsessed, the maskana that you have to go, you will end up with, is that literally the only thing that matters is that Rami was sitting on the land and waited 3 years, because after 3 years, either like the Ksos, it's a takana, or like Rabbi Yona, the fact that no one protested in the time that Rami's expected to hold on to his star creates the psychological reality. And therefore, the Rashba, according to the Rashbam, says that probably the Rashbam would think, and he doesn't like this, he thinks this is crazy, but he thinks that according to the Rashbam, it would be plausible that you don't need to do anything. You just need to be there for 3 years. That's it. What's the problem with understanding the Rashbam that way? What's the problem with understanding the Rashbam that way? That you don't even need to do anything in the land, that you just need to be on the land and wait 3 years. Yeah, but even within the Chachamim, what's the problem? It means that every discussion in the Gemara about eating fruit, of is plowing enough, right, is all in the garbage. That's all according to everybody else, not according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim thing is just about passage of time, because you only need, right, because according to them, it's just about the shtar, whatever the shtar does. But if you think it's about creating muchzakut, you need an action. If it's about provoking people through what you do and not through how much time has passed, you need to do something, and then we can quibble about what you need to do. But if you think it's just about either waiting it out because of Takana like Zixos, or waiting it out because of Rabbeinu Yonah, right, which is after 3 years, if no one said anything and let you run out the clock for when you expect to hold on the start, that itself creates the raya. Then what's all this discussion in the Gemara about plowing, eating big fruit, eating small fruit, garbage? Right? So you'd have to come up with the maskana that the Chachamim hold is about shtar and passage of time, and all the other models, muchzakos and raya through direct provocation, plowing, not plowing, big fruit, small fruit, all of that, that's not the Chachamim. Right? Mommy? That's what you have to say. That's fine. That's how the Rashba understood the Rashbam. But there's another possibility, and that is that, no, a hybrid, which is, no, you need to at least do something in the land to get the clock to start, right? Ticking. Yes, that's actually Harav Aaron's book writes it. Matchil, right? You need, Rak asher pilo kazo mitkayemet matchil ashan l'taktik. If you ever want to know that in Hebrew, to get something to tick, the verb is l'taktik, which is from, obviously from biblical Hebrew. I just don't know what it is, right? Lit-tik-tok, but, right, yes, Hebrew, right, Hashon Matzil lit-tok-tik. The clock is ticking, it's mit-tok-tok, it's tick-tocking, right? That's actually the verb. It's one of those weird verbs. It's like, you know how long it took me? The first time I heard it, I'm like, this must be some Hebrew I don't know until I realized it was English. Lit-fas-bake, right? To Facebook someone. Lit-fas-bake. It is a verb like that. Lit-fas-bake. In Hebrew, lifasbek, that is a word. Yes, lifas, so lit-tok-tik is the same thing, to tick-tock, right? So, yes, but you could come up with a hybrid position, which is, look, even the Rashbam, who says that star is front and center, you still need to start the clock ticking, meaning, if, very simply, let's say, year one, nobody sat in the field, right? Meaning, Andrew is on his five-year retreat. Year one, no one does anything. Year two, Rami moves in for 3 years. Is anyone going to say that the years start at year zero? No, it's at year one when Rami starts staying there. So it could be that even the Rashbam would say, you need something to start the clock. And the whole machlok is in the Gemara, but the Masech HaZok is what starts the clock. You're right that front and center is the star, but still, you've got to get the clock ticking. And therefore, so maybe even the Chachamim agree that you need something. And the question is, what is that? Right? Big fruit, small fruit, plowing, etc. Okay? What? Right, but we didn't say that, because what we end up saying is it has to be someone there. It can't just be 3 years of no one being there. It's not, right? It has to be of someone being there. Right? That's the problem. Okay. Another possibility. So, the Ritva has a possibility. I'm going to tell it to you, and then you explain it to me conceptually. Andrew, here's the Ritva's possibility. The Ritva says the Machlok is very simple. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who need less than 3 years, they hold, like Holcheusha, they hold the source is Shor Muad. And if you hold 3 years, you reject Shor Muad. This is the Yesh Omrim. The Ritva doesn't like it, but the Yesh Omrim and the Ritva. Good. Explain that position to me conceptually. What? Meaning, what is the Yesh Omrim essentially saying? That if you think it's about actions, so then you learn it from Shor Muad. Why? Because we saw, remember, Shor Muad is about creating Muchzakut. So there, you could argue about actions, not time, or maybe even Raya, right? Provocation, right? It reveals the truth. But three, right? So he says, Hol Chayusha, which he said is probably Muchzakut, but maybe Raya, that makes sense. It's about actions and not time. Because as we saw, comparing it to time makes no sense. But if you think it's about time, so then you reject Hol Chayusha. And that's what it is. All the models that we said are potentially within Shor Muad, that works for Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, who thinks about actions. If you think it's about time, so then you've got to focus on the Star models and the Takana models and all that. That's what the Ritva suggests as in his Yesh Omrim. Okay? Now, the Ritva himself doesn't like this. He doesn't like it. Okay? Why? Because of his followers. Now we move back to the beginning of Lamed Vav Lamed Bet. He says, at the beginning of the Gemara, what does Rabbi Acha say? That you can plow, right? Plowing helps even without getting fruit, right? Near. But what's the problem? According to Riacha, you need at least a year of eating fruit, right? And the Ritva assumes that tells you there is nobody in the world who tells you you don't need fruit at all, right? There's no one who says you don't need fruit at all, right? Because Riacha says you need some fruit, some plowing, but no one says you need no eating of fruit, right? But, right, he said, according to Rashbam, you could have come up with a more makil position, which is that you just need time. But the fact that everyone needs actions, right, seems to push against this model, right? Now, again, the Rashbam, it makes a lot of sense. But if you take it as a given that everybody needs some sort of eating of fruit, the only question is all fruit and some plowing, or, right, or all fruit, right? So then everyone is focusing on actions. So it can't be actions versus time. So that's the Ritva. He doesn't like it. But as we said, you could take the Ritva and say, no, that's really what the Rashbam is getting at. Right? The way the Rashbam understood the Rashbam, which is that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva need action. Chacham need time. Maybe because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva learn it from Hol Chayusha, where it's about creating status, Muchzakut. So it's about actions. That Chacham think not, according to Rav. It's just about time. It's about the Shtar and whatever comes with it. Okay. However, you could explain, right, and we've said this several times, that maybe all of these positions are really suggesting a certain level of hybrid, which is, maybe you could understand Rabbi Acha as follows. You need to eat the fruit 1 year because part of Chazakah is Muchzakut, is showing my control. And then, why do you need near? Why do you need plowing? So this is the conceptual model. Maybe Chazakah is a combination. You need to express ownership, and you need to run out the clock. But even while you're running out the clock, you need to be staking out your place on the land, or in what sense are you there? So what model could you suggest? What is Rabbi Acha saying? You need 1 year to live on the land to express ownership of the land. And then you need to at least plow it for the rest of the 3 years, because while you're running out the clock, you need to run out the clock while at least being present. So you need to do two things. He doesn't hold that you need 3 years of expressing ownership. You need 1 year of expressing ownership by collecting the fruit, but 3 years of doing at least something to make it as if I live there, so that when I'm running out the clock, I'm running out the clock while I'm present. Right? This is not actually what the Rishva says, but this is a conceptual possibility. This is what Rav Lichtenstein says, right? You could basically take this and, right, create a hybrid model out of this. Okay? Now, according to this, what you would say, though, is maybe the Chachamim of a hybrid model, right? Now, this is very, it's really complicated, right? Maybe the Chachamim of a hybrid model, but Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva have a pure Muchzakut model. Right? I mean, according to this, what you would be saying is, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who say 14 months, 18 months, say it's just about action, just about harvesting. Right? Because they hold, like Ol Chayusha, just about expressing ownership without running out the clock. And the Chachamim, either like the Rashbam, hold it's only about the shtar, or they have a hybrid model. You need to express ownership and run out the clock while being present. Right? But Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who don't need the 3 years, hold that it's just about expressing ownership, right? They reject. So you can either say that the Chachamim and Rishon Rikiva argue me on a katzeh la katzeh. One hold is about expressing ownership. One hold is about running out the clock. Or you could say, no, the Chachamim hold you need both to express ownership and run the clock. And that's what Rav Acha means. At least for 1 year, actually eat the fruit. But on the other years, at least plow it, because that shows your presence, right? And then what's the Gemara's machlokes? Whether plowing counts or not? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, you might say plowing counts because it will provoke a response. On the other hand, it might not provoke a response at all because people will say, go. As long as you're not taking things from me, plow my field for me. There's another possibility, though, which is maybe the question of plowing is a machloket between, this is my suggestion, between muchzakut and raya. Why? Because if it's about muchzakut, you might say, look, it's true that plowing the field might not elicit a response, but it is an act of me expressing ownership. But if the reason that you have to eat is merely to provoke someone, so if you can give an explanation why they weren't provoked, i.e. they're happy for you to work their field, so it's not a raya. So maybe it works for muchzakut, but not for raya. Or maybe it's a hybrid. As long as you do 1 year of the extreme act of eating fruit, so then a quasi-act of muchzakut will tag along. But you can't initiate a hold on the field through a quasi-act, right? So you can see how all the models we've been talking about can create these various hybrids. Now, however, now to make it even more complicated on Yehu, according to the Ramban, even Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have a hybrid model, right? Remember, because according to the Ramban, they say, wait, running out the clock isn't 3 years. Running out the clock is running out the clock for as long as a normal person would be expected to not think that someone's going to challenge his rights to the property. So once you say that, then even Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva might have a hybrid model, which is you need 18 months to express your ownership, and while you're expressing the ownership, that creates the provocation that runs out the clock, right? So once you say the Ramban, even Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are a hybrid, right? Meaning, according to the Ramban, you don't need to hold on to the shtar for 3 years. You need to hold on to the shtar for as long as people are going to challenge you. But that means, according to them, you could say to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, so for 18 months, I express my ownership, and because I'm expressing my ownership in a more intense way, I expect that someone will challenge you within 18 months. After 18 months, I no longer have to expect that. Mimele creates the proof, but it's a combination, it's a hybrid model, because in a type of field that I can eat three, right? Now, I will note that according to Shmuel, nobody holds it about time. Remember, Shmuel holds the entire machlokes is how much reaping you have to do. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva will say partial, and the Chacham don't hold 3 years, they hold 3 full agricultural years, however long that is. So according to them, they totally run away from the time model. According to everybody, he doesn't even think that such a time model exists. Yeah. So here's the question, though. If you have to run out the clock, but near doesn't count because people work the field, so then what counts as sitting in the field for 3 years, right? Meaning, if at the end of the day you think you need the passage of time, but you think that plowing doesn't count, right? Unlike Rav Acha, so then what do you need to do? So Tosfot and Daf Chav Chet says it must be that there are other things you could do that Gemara never mentions. So he says, he quotes the Ri, who says, here's what you'll do. Once you get in the field, you lock the door, right? You put up a fence and lock the door. If you think it's really about 3 years, then you could come up with whatever counts as living in the field to run out the clock. That would be fine. Okay. So I think I'm going to stop here, right? So what we did in the last 2 days is basically show how all the models that we've seen, you have to flesh them out even more precisely to figure out what exactly was the role of 3 years and what is the Masa Chazaka that you need, right? And the question of what the Masa Chazaka is also cuts to the questions we've been talking about, right? Which is it about Muchzakut and therefore maybe you just need an action? Or is it about running out the clock but expressing ownership? Maybe you need a more minimal one. Maybe that's what's going on with the plowing or not. Or they're arguing within provocation, or have all these hybrid models, right? And you see that the Ramban, Rashbam, Ridva, by arguing, does anyone hold that you just need 3 years without any action? Because then they're saying it's just about the Shtar. Or even they hold you need some sort of action, right? Like locking the door. They're saying you need to show you're there in order to create the provocation, right? Is the provocation created by your expression of ownership or by the lack of Shtarness, right? And everything in between. And does, like the Ritva, does it come down to Hol Chayusha? Is Hol Chayusha representative of the Shita that hold Muchzakut? And that those Shita that hold you need 14 months, 18 months, 3 reapings, but not 3 years on the calendar. But if you hold you need 3 years on the calendar, you've got to escape Hol Chayusha and go to other models, right? That's the Ritva Yesh Omrim. There's one more mini sugya I want to do that will finish up this question. I'm glad we did this in 2 days, because now I can hopefully finish this last mini-sugya. The last mini-sugya that cuts to this question, and then we'll hopefully be done mostly with Chazaka, then we might come back to Macha'a later, but Chazaka itself is the bottom of Chavtet Amun Aleph, back to where we were, is the question of Ritzifura Chazaka, which is, when you're expressing the Chazaka, how consecutive does it need to be? Meaning, does it need to... Right? We've said it's 3 years or 3 actions. Okay, but does that mean it has, let's say 3 years. Does that mean it has to be 3 years in a row? What if Rami only eats the kiwis in year 1, 3, and 5? Yeah, that's the continuation of Chavtet. That's why I want to finish it off. Right? The last question you've got to ask within understanding Chazaka, we dealt with what is Chazaka, and then we dealt with, okay, what exactly is the role of 3 years, and what is the Masa Chazaka that creates either the Muchzakut, or the provocation, or the right to no longer have the Shtar? The third question you've got to ask is, okay, when you're doing whatever action counts, right, does it have to be contiguous or not, and what does that tell us about Chazaka? Once we finish that, we'll basically be done with the main sugyas of Chazaka. Again, there are other things like Macha'a, which maybe we'll come back to in the Lashon Hara thing. But let's continue the Ritzifura Chazaka. That means tomorrow, do the sugya in the bottom of Chavtet Amun Aleph, right? Back to the beginning of the sugya. Make sure to read the Rashbam, okay? I'll send you like 2 lines from the Bala Iter, but basically read the sugya on Chavtet Amun Aleph, and with the Rashbam, I'll send you the Iter. And focus on that, okay? I'll try to do that in not more than 2 days, like we did with Masa Chazaka, but that's going to be Wednesday and Sunday, because Thursday was already planned to be Shir Klali, and since Shmuel David's in Bidu, that made it even more of a reason to do another Shir Klali, not from Chaim Ozer, from Rav Ginzburg, right? I know it overlapped with Chaim Ozer this week, but because Shmuel David's in Bidu anyways, we're, like, embracing the Shir Klali so that his Shir has something to do on you know, that's not Zoom, because the minimal, the less Zoom we can do, the better for everybody. So maybe we'll do it in one day. My guess it'll be 2 days, so Wednesday, Sunday. And I'll just mention to you, by the end of that sugya, though, we won't spend too much time, that one of the weird things that comes up in the sugya that the Rishonim were obsessed with was the possibility of creating chazaka for your makom in shul. I will at least mention it, because it comes up in all the Rishonim here. We won't spend too much time on it, because it's a sort of an odd sugya. But we'll at least talk about it, okay? Fine.